This too shall pass, is what Mike Schilt said yesterday. Thinks his team's struggles are temporary and they will get back on track, hopefully sooner rather than later. We will find out as they continue their road trip in Philadelphia later today. I know they're still going to be playing the Phillies today. And whether he's facing the Padres or anyone else, Kyle Schwarber is a monster. Monster in the month of June. He is, we thought Fernando Tatis Jr. was a great June ball player. Did you see that Kyle Schwarber with his two home runs yesterday now has 60 career home runs in 172 games in June? So essentially just over fastest a full ever. Season.
It's Babe Ruth's pace.
He's Babe Ruth in the month of June. That first one he hit. 441 feet. I mean, center field and way out to center field.
I want to.
Is there a safer bet than Kyle Schwarber hitting a bomb against the Padres?
How did we not put that money down yesterday? I wish, I want to hate the Phillies team. I cannot. I'm insanely, insanely jealous of them. Insanely. I don't know what their, you know, that's one of the things, man. I don't know what their payroll is. I don't know who they've developed on their own. I don't know anything about them other than I just enjoy watching them play baseball because they are a really good baseball team. And when one guy goes down, like JT Realmuto, their third string catcher comes in and gets four knocks last night.
Fourth highest payroll in baseball at $245 million.
Yep.
So, okay. I mean, they're getting what they're paying for good players.
Yeah, and
I just looked it up. Kyle Schwarber's prop bet line for a home run today is plus 187. That number is usually around 300.
Holy cow.
For most
Well, Michael
sluggers.
King is a right-hander who gives up a lot of home runs. So Kyle Schwarber's a left-hander who hits a lot of home runs. They see that and they're going to go, can't give you that great of odds on that one. Like, sorry, gentlemen.
Like Fernando, for example, is plus 333.
Well, he's facing a tough right-hander in Aaron Nola today. Different story. Now, Michael King's a good pitcher, but he has had a problem with the long ball. And that is obviously a concern when you're going up against a Philadelphia Phillies team at a ballpark that tends to give up some home runs in Citizens Bank Park. We'll talk more about today's game coming up. I want to talk about the injury situation with the Padres pitching staff. Had an update yesterday on Yu Darvish from Mike Schilt and the stunner, the All-Star Game first ballot totals were released.
I got that for you here.
Well, we'll get it right now then. I was going to save it, but Paulie's got it in our Rundle report, so let's get to it.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rundle report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rundle report with Paul Rundle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rundle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good
indeed.
Morning, my friends.
Hey, good morning, Paulie.
Yeah, let's start with the first round of MLB All-Star voting, the fan vote going on right now. Now, it's kind of weird. They do it in two phases, I guess. So phase one.
They introduced that in the last couple of years.
Right. So phase one is running currently through June 27th. It's June 18th right now. And so the top vote getter from each league at each position, or from each league, earns a starting spot. And then in phase two, the top two vote getters at all the other positions are placed on there. And then there's a couple of manager spots as well.
So I believe, and now you've got me a little confused, the top two at each position will be the finalists that'll go then to another fan vote. So then they reset the numbers, and then after the second vote, the winner is the starter at each position.
Right, well, you want to be in the top at your position.
You have to be in the top to get into the final vote. And then after the final vote, whoever wins is the starter at their position in their respective leagues.
Okay. Would it be surprising to you, they don't do pitchers, by the way, this is just position players, DH, if I told you that if the fan voting, as it stands right now, the Padres have three starters in the All-Star game.
Third of the lineup will be Padres starting for the National League.
Jerickson Profar leads all of the outfielders with like 900,000 votes.
Deserved.
And that made me so happy to see because, and I don't know how many people actually listening really care about the All-Star game and if the players are getting snubbed or anything
like
that. What's
weird is I love the game and everything. I always forget to vote. I need to vote.
Go vote. You vote five times a day.
Five times a day. Probably not going to do that.
Now, looking at the numbers and people that know ball know that Jerickson Profar is playing at an all-star level.
Correct.
But it's a popularity contest as well, and I was surprised that he, in the first wave of voting, is crushing everybody.
But who are the other choices out there, really?
Fair enough.
In the National League outfield, it's a really thin crop this year. Well, Jerickson stands out.
You're a thin crop. You know that?
Second place in the outfield, voting-wise, went to Christian Yelich. And then Fernando Tatis Jr. in third place.
Okay.
So two Padres in the outfield as of right now. And then Luis Arraez has a very narrow lead over Marte at second base.
Okay.
Listed at second base.
And Manny, by the way, is also in second, which would get him to the finals of the third base vote.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I would like him to rest.
I think he's well behind. He's barely in second, and first place is what, Bohm? I think he's well ahead for the Phillies.
He's having a monster.
He's having a huge year. So I would expect him to be the starter, but Manny is currently second in the voting. Plus, I'm also expecting Robert Suarez to be closer or one of the closers for the National League. So trending toward four All-Stars potentially for your San Diego Padres.
Yeah. Aaron Judge and Bryce Harper, no surprises. They led both leagues overall in votes.
Yep. Makes sense.
So we got in the MLB All-Star game, we'll follow those numbers as they come out every week and a half or so. I don't like that I'm doing this second story. We were going to do this and don't do this, and we forgot. Shocker. But it's a good friend of our show. What happened yesterday with our buddy Landon Donovan?
Saw this, and I thought to myself, well, obviously somebody's doing a bit.
And I saw it, and I go, who the hell is that?
I knew exactly who it was. And I thought to myself, somebody is, you know, really good at Photoshop, or they did something, and they're messing with our beloved Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan is a local. He's a listener. He's a guest on this show. I love LD.
So,
and he was calling, the Euro 2024,
yep.
And he's on camera with Fox Sports.
Correct.
And there was a still shot going around on anywhere you looked on social media.
It's unbelievable.
In sports social media yesterday, and he's turned to his right talking to Rob Stone or whoever was there on the broadcast, and my man has, I don't even know how to describe it. I mean, he's got hair plugs that have not grown in.
Saw it, and I thought, oh.
Did he lose a bet? Did he have a full head of hair, and they just shaved him blindly? Ha ha, you got to go on TV now?
Yeah. So, I thought, again, someone who was doing a bit. So then, Mike McGee tweets this out. He says, LD... It's a screenshot.
Text.
LD, check Twitter ASAP and probably fire your barber. Landon does the facepalm emoji and says, where were you 7 hours ago? I had a hair transplant procedure 2 weeks ago and was told it wouldn't show up on camera. I said, who told you that? Rafa Marquez? Who's that?
He's one of the Mexican players. He's the Barcelona coach now, I think.
And then he gave him the finger, and he said, can I post this? And he goes, whatever, I deserve it. Good night, Mo.
So Landon said he was told that the hair transplant wouldn't show up on camera. Now, I've been in television for a while, and what I have learned is that...
The camera.
If you can see something in real life, you can also see it on the camera.
You can't see my hairy white...
The camera simply shows...
No, the doctor said you can see this.
Shows what you can actually see with your eyes as well. There's no magic filter that all of a sudden turns your hair into a perfect coif.
Oh, man.
When you turn on the television camera. It simply shows what you look like. I mean, you can do a little bit with lighting, maybe.
I wonder if he said...
Makeup, but the camera actually does nothing.
Here's the thing. If I'm staring directly at the camera... You may not be able to see
That's possible, yes. Joe,
what the guy should have said is, all right, yeah, you're fine to go on TV.
Look straight
Don't
ahead.
Turn your head at all.
Ever.
You must, it must be a shot straight at you at all times. But he was not. He was doing the talking to someone where they're looking at each other and you're seeing the side of his head, which was quite apparent.
Now, it did beg the question, and my wife and I had a 15-minute discussion about it yesterday. Couple reasons that in my opinion. Now, listen, you can't ever tell somebody, you know, oh, hey, be happy with what you have. Be comfortable in your own skin. You can do what you makes yourself comfortable. Fine. You guys know me. I want to get these jowls. I wouldn't mind getting these jowls cut out right here and have a firm, chiseled Skip Schumacher chin one day, right? It's going to cost me a fortune, but I think I would do it. Not coming to work, though. But we had this combo. Hannah goes, why doesn't he just let it go bald? He's got a good shape.
Yeah.
All right, here's our logic behind it.
Just shave the head.
Number one, you're famous. Number one, you are maybe the world's greatest American soccer player of all time. You're world famous.
Mm-hmm.
You're handsome as hell. You pull it off. You're like a shorter guy with a perfect head. That plays. Bald plays in that arena. We literally at dinner 15 minutes talking about it, and we both were in agreement. I said, it's like Adam. Adam's a little bub. He looks okay with a shaved head. You know what I mean? If he came in and tried to like get hair, that would look weirder to me. And so I think you just gotta let it. But again, you can't tell him like whatever there's something about it, he wants some hair. But I think
he could pull off the shaved head look. He'd look a little tougher.
I think so.
You know?
Well, tougher than that
intimidating,
picture.
Perhaps. That picture's not that intimidating.
It doesn't do him any favors, because he is a handsome, handsome SOB. So now he's getting worn out. I love, though, this is my favorite part about him. You know what? He's like, just post it. I own it. I'll wear it.
Yeah.
I deserve it. I love that. I absolutely, the ability to laugh at yourself is so key. But again, it goes back to, like, You're world famous. You're fine, man. You can do anything you want.
So,
you can be bald.
Paul,
nobody's going to wear you out.
Call this up. 1 minute ago, Landon Donovan posted a picture of responding to that Mike McGee tweet and the picture of him. And it's a shot of Landon, looks like when he's maybe 17, 18 years old. And he has a gorgeous head of hair. Absolutely luscious locks that he is showing. And he says, I'm just trying to get back to the, the old Landon Donovan, back to his glory days.
I mean, he is literally, though, he's handsome already. Yeah, Kelly Slater. Those are guys that can look really cool bald. If I could do it, I would. I do not have a good shaped head. You don't either. Blockhead.
No.
You block.
Oh, no. I need the hair as long as possible.
Let me see how. That's a decent shaped head. Bald would look weird. Have you ever shaved your head? Oh, yeah, you have. I've seen
Buzz
like, cut.
Yeah, not.
Never bit.
No.
I think he could do it.
Come on, man, LD right there.
There he is. Hey, love yourself, LD. We love you. We think you're fantastically handsome.
He's great.
And if you're listening, bald would have been better than that picture.
All right, finally, I have a story here for the ages. A wealthy middle-aged man from England is suing Apple.
Okay.
Got an iPhone. He's suing Apple because his wife found a bunch of text messages that he sent to prostitutes.
Are we sure Apple just didn't preload those onto the phone?
I guess we're not totally sure.
Darling, it came from an app. I have no idea.
It's like, remember when everybody got an iPod and it had like a U2 album just downloaded on when
record.
You bought it?
Love that record. Everyone complained about a free record.
Yeah.
And that's where civilization really went down. Everyone's crying about a free record.
You write your text right now? Free text to prostitutes already on your phone.
You carry around prostitute cards in your wallet, mm-hmm. which is interesting.
They were a gift.
Yeah, but you carry them around. Just in case?
Because I value my friendship with Paulie.
It's the same thing that this guy did, just in digital form.
Yeah.
These are digital cards that he carries around his wallet.
Needless to say, they're divorced now. But he is saying that he deleted these text messages from his phone.
Nothing ever deleted.
His wife found them on their iMac desktop computer that they shared in their home.
The cloud.
She filed
the cloud
for divorce less than a month later.
Cloud got him.
Took him for everything. And he is suing to get that money back. I told you, he was wealthy. He is arguing in court that Apple needs to cover the fees of his, you know, attorneys and everything.
Wow.
And what he lost in the divorce, which is over $6 million. He says that him and his wife were very happily married for over 20 years and blah, blah, blah. He says if she found out that he was cheating in some other way, they might have been able to work through it. But
that,
her finding those text messages was just too much. She couldn't forgive him. And she had to move on. So if you delete your text messages off your phone, just know, if you have an iPhone, just know, if you have your iCloud is connected to your MacBook Pro or your iMac at home or anything like that.
Well, do you think he has a case?
No, I do not. I mean, I don't know. You said this is in London?
Yeah, it says
I don't
his
know
lawyers,
what English law necessarily
his
is.
His lawyers are looking into making it a class action lawsuit if other men can come forward and say the same thing happened to them.
But he's the one who sent the texts. No one forced him to send those texts. Right? It's not Apple that caused his marriage to dissolve.
No,
it's,
for sure.
It's his own behavior and actions.
But if he's just covering his ass out there, right? Like, thought his ass was covered.
But she didn't get the money because of Apple. She got the money because she divorced him. I mean, it doesn't appear that they had a prenuptial agreement or anything.
Jay says, no judge. A judge with powdered wig will make this ruling. That's true. That is true. Interesting.
In a way, Apple, what they've done is they've forced the right thing to be done. They forced the truth to come out. He was trying to hide the truth. Essentially, he was trying to lie to his wife, a lie of omission. But by deleting the text, he didn't want her to know something. They simply made it more convenient for her to find out what was already true. Apple didn't change the course of anything other than revealing the truth of the situation. They're not responsible for that. He's responsible for that.
If you thought they were deleted.
Ruling in favor of the defendant.
Okay.
And the plaintiff is required to pay all legal fees as well.
I think he already
did.
Case. And then some. Half. All right. Thank you, Paulie.
Hey, you're welcome.
Padres got some good news yesterday.
News?
I don't know why I'm feeling like it's also bad news. I will share when we come back with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So Mike Schilt did say that Yu Darvish is getting close to return. In fact, he's going to throw a rehab start tomorrow, I believe, at Fort Wayne.
Yes, sir.
For Tin Caps.
My beloved Tin Caps.
On the high A level, which means if that goes well, probably expect to see Yu Darvish back in the starting rotation sometime next week when the Padres are back on their next homestand. Seems like good news. However, it also means that we're going to get another Adam Mazur start on Thursday in the homestand opener against the Milwaukee Brewers, another good team. And Mazur has struggled to find the strike zone. And I think all things being equal, as a fan, I'd prefer that Adam Mazur's next start came back in the minor leagues and not on the big league level again. You know, hopefully he'll throw better and build some confidence, you know, for the future. But at this point, it feels like throwing Adam Mazur out there is simply waving the white flag a bit on a game.
And you hate Adam Mazur.
I don't hate him.
He
does. He's just not.
Paulie, what did he do to?
He walked six batters in his last game. Maybe I've got that bit of my Schilt in me.
Coffee on your new Lulus or something?
I can't. Like, I hate watching my team's pitchers just walk tons of batters.
It's the worst. It is the
It's
worst.
So hard to watch. It's my least favorite form of baseball.
Yeah, oh, it's terrible.
I mean, there's
it's
been terrible, some painful yeah. Padres baseball, but for the most part, they haven't had a bunch of pitchers that just walk the farm every time they go out there. And these starts, watching Adam Mazur pitch, has been very frustrating for me. Personally, don't like it.
I mean, it's like watching Blake Snell without the filthy, filthy 12 strikeouts that also came along with the 6 walks.
And Blake could be frustrating as well, but again, he got a lot of swing and miss.
He got a lot of swing and miss.
Is not getting much swing and miss.
It balanced out a little bit.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Walk guys and you let the guys also that don't walk make contact, you're just asking for trouble.
It's maybe the worst feeling ever when you're in the field and your pitcher cannot find the zone. It's like the worst feeling of all time. And if you're the pitcher who walks the farm, it's also the worst feeling of all time.
Maybe you're like on an island.
You're on an island, and Trevor Hoffman's screaming at you and saying you can't throw a strike. Yeah, those things have happened. But yeah, no, it was. Yeah, I mean, it's hard, man, because like you watch Vasquez pitch last night, and what did he do? He just threw it right down the middle. You can't do that either. So it's a very difficult thing to do of locating and getting swing and miss. If you don't have swing and miss in your arsenal, and those guys know you can't land a certain pitch, Benny, and they can go up there subtracting a curveball or, you know, whatever, and all right, I'm going to sit dead red. And if you're not locating and getting, you know, weak contact, you're dead. You're dead at this level.
You know,
you're dead at almost every level.
You know, we talked about, you know, yesterday's game and the recent losing skid on the road especially. And it's hard to diagnose things that go wrong with the Padres. But clearly right now, their pitching depth is being taxed. Jesse Agler talked about it, 26 games, 27 days. With Darvish and Musgrove out, it's a tough stretch for the Padres. One thing I was hoping for, though, at the start of the season was, yeah, you get through the first few months and then maybe some reinforcements arrive. Snelling and Major later in the season. Well, Major's arrived and doesn't look like he's ready. Snelling has, for the most part, struggled. Lesko has, for the most part, struggled in the minor leagues. I don't know that the Padres have any reinforcements coming later in the season. They've got what they've got. And right now, they have two so-called aces who can't stay on the field. They have Michael King, who's shown a lot of promise, but also gives up a lot of home runs. They have Dylan Cease, who has been mostly good, but has thrown in a couple of clunkers, including his last start. And as we said yesterday, they have their ace, who is Matt Waldron so far, of the staff. He's been a great surprise. But the rest of the pitching staff has been a little underwhelming, a little disappointing, and there's not a sign that the Padres are going to get anything in the future. Brito and Vasquez were both considered rotation possibilities in spring training when the trade occurred with Juan Soto. Neither of them has grabbed the bull by the horns when it comes to going, yeah, I'm comfortable with him making another 15 starts this year. Not really comfortable with Randy Vasquez yet making a bunch more starts. Johnny Brito hasn't really even been given that opportunity because he hasn't pitched well enough out of the bullpen. So the pitching depth issue is probably the most pressing concern for the Padres. Of course, every other team is looking for pitching right now. Padres have talked about Garrett Crochet and looking for other pitchers, but the price tag is going to be extremely high.
Exorbitant. Yes, an exorbitant.
But I don't know that they can survive the rest of the season unless Joe Musgrove does come back in July and is healthy the rest of the way. If Yu Darvish is healthy the rest of the way, okay, maybe they can do it. But what are the odds now? Once you've gone on the DL or the IL twice, do you really think they're coming back without interruption the rest of the year?
Well, they say the third time is the charm.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah.
It's not a very charming charm.
It's a lot of what-ifs for the San Diego Padres, and that's how it's been for a long time. What-ifs.
And you know, if you have an offense that is absolutely raking,
yeah,
you can overcome, you know, a few iffy starts from your pitching staff, but they haven't had that kind of offense.
Could-rays, would-rays, should-rays.
Yeah, the could-rays, would-rays, should-rays. I like that. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Excited for tonight.
So, good news. With a whole lot of, I don't know about that, on the back end of Yu Darvish's potential somewhat soon return, hopefully, to the Padres' ailing starting rotation.
Cool. Very excited for tonight's game.
I am. I like watching Michael King pitch.
I like watching the Phillies hit. Fun team.
Hey, no show tomorrow to break it down.
Yeah, exactly. Get the be a go-to.
I mean, it's not Randy Vasquez or Adam Major necessarily.
Like Michael King too, yeah.
There's no reason the Padres shouldn't have a chance in this game today. Aaron Nola has done well against the Padres. They've beaten him a couple of times as well.
He's fallible.
He got absolutely lit up in his last start. Please, maybe there's something, you know, wrong. Sometimes other teams have pitchers that have things going wrong as well. It's not just the Padres. Take advantage of one of those guys. For once, he's not left-handed. I can promise you that.
Sigh of relief.
That Aaron Nola will not show up and stun everyone by throwing left-handed against the Padres today to take advantage of that weakness. So you got that going for you in game two of the series this afternoon at 3:40. 2:40, Sammy Leavitt, Eco Water SoCal pregame show. All right, final segment of Ben and Woods is coming up. We're going to give away some Padres tickets right now, though. We have tickets for Thursday's series opener against the Milwaukee Brewers. It is a special limited edition themed Padres hat giveaway day. If you want to celebrate German heritage, you can purchase a special ticket package that includes that themed Padres hat. Just go to Padres.com/tickets to get details. But if you want to call and win, be the fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Fifth caller at 833-288-0973. Going to win the pair of tickets for Thursday's game with the Milwaukee Brewers, another first-place team coming to town to Petco Park. See, an entire week of playing first-place teams.
Yeah, a couple lefties, too, I think, in the mix.
Of course, why not? It's Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
A great idea for this last segment. The Ben and Woods live on-air nap.
Oh. You tired? Because this is the beginning of a very long week still, not the end of it. I totally get, by the time we get to Thursday or Friday, we are going to be completely and totally wrecked this week.
Do you have two demon seed children running? You do, but they're not insane.
Not quite maybe as actively insane as yours, but no, I've been dealing with some stuff as well.
You got the three-year-old that used to be the world's best sleeper. The world's best. All right, buddy, good night. Night-night, Dada. Done. Never heard from him again. This little SOB will not stay in his bed, Ben. He will, and he screams and cries. So we are in sleep regression mode. And then my six-year-old thinks he's 16 and is challenging me every day. Like I'm like, why are you glaring at me like that? Like you want to punch me in the face. You're 6 years old. I don't know how these kids became such a-holes. I have no
idea. Since he, maybe you need this.
This book. Yesterday,
yeah, the workbook
made me reset this entirely. Yeah. But we have the if you missed it in the opening segment of the show today, it was really good.
It's like take a book, leave a book.
Take a book, leave a book. The little, it's a cute little, looks like a big birdhouse, but it's got the door and you open. You've seen it in your neighborhood, maybe. And there's books.
Someone who's very crafty and community oriented set it up, probably.
And I don't even remember if you mentioned it in the beginning of the show. Is it? It's mostly for children.
No,
or just anybody.
No, it's just for anybody. But it's, you know, hey, I'm gonna leave my Tom Clancy book in here, and
the
you
old
take
John
it.
Grisham,
yeah, I'll take there. Your John Grisham, and but people just, I think what people do is they're getting rid of stuff and they just jam it in there. You know, they're like,
as opposed to, you know, don't want to throw it
throw
away.
Throw it away. So I'll just put it in the box.
Stick it in the library.
So they go down there, and Taylor likes to look through it, my three-year-old, and he pulls it out, and Hannah doesn't notice. She just says, oh, he's got like a workbook. They get home. She leaves it on the counter. I get home yesterday, and on the counter is Birds Plus Bees Plus Your Kids, A Guide to Sharing Your Beliefs About Sexuality, Love, and Relationships. My three-year-old grabbed this from the community.
Bedtime reading.
Nighttime
reading. Story. Did you tell him any good nighttime stories last night?
I found this. I opened right to this page
let's
again.
Read.
I did this earlier, but I'll do it again.
Try another page.
Yeah, just go to a random page.
Well, I mean, I did. This is the one I opened. Okay. Just describe the behavior. I see you and Billy are looking at each other's penises. I feel uncomfortable when this happens. Why don't you pull up your pants and let's go play outside? We'll talk about this later. That somebody said earlier.
That's redirect.
That's my new
positive redirection.
That's my new motto to the San Diego Padres.
That's the quote.
Pull
of the
up
day.
Your pants.
Why don't you pull up your pants? Let's go play outside and we'll talk about this later. Pull up your pants.
This is a useful book.
San Diego Padres.
Can you
Padres.
Apply anything else in this book to the Padres? Now I want to know. Pull up your pants. Let's go play outside and we'll talk about this later.
I'm looking right
now. The 2024 now. San Diego Padres. All right.
What do you remember about your emotional state at puberty? What do I want to hear from my parents about this time in your life?
Oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff.
Damn you, Paulie. I mean, this is unbelievable. Oh, here's the part they talk about. Freak dancing or sex dancing.
Which, happening. By the way, nobody has ever referred to it as that.
Never. It's happening at nearly every middle and high school dance. This is when the boy stands behind the girl who, while dancing, provocatively bends over as the boy is dancing and sometimes rubbing against her.
Is this
her.
Twerking? Grinding. Are we talking about twerking?
No, twerking is a solo act.
Oh, okay.
This is freak tandem. Dancing or sex dancing. And this is the book that I...
this is the forbidden dance.
That's the book that my son brought, and I brought it in. I'm going to leave it in the studio. It can stay here for anybody to... It's a workbook.
It's definitely not Goodnight Moon.
No, it is not Goodnight Moon. It definitely is not Goodnight. Goodnight Moon. So, yeah. It's kid stuff.
All
right.
That's
tough.
Well, Woodsy naps away. We're going to check traffic one more time here on 97.3 The Fan. So as I was saying, we're going to be completely wiped at the end of this week because although we are off tomorrow, it's a company holiday, we decided to make that day the date for our third annual-ish Chrome Tour Ben and Woods Open at Goat Hill Park. We've got a full field. We've got two shotguns. So we're going to be there setting up, you know, 6 a.m. and then 4 hours plus of golf in the morning, and then probably 4 to 5 hours in the afternoon, prizes, awards, making sure everybody's having a good time. Probably going to be our longest day of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's
just out there for 13, 14, 15 hours, making sure that everyone is enjoying themselves, having a really good time. We got great sponsors that have really stepped up. And hopefully everyone's going to have a fantastic time. If you did sign up, we're looking forward to seeing you.
If you didn't.
If you didn't, though. Please come join us and enter the raffle. We have some amazing raffle prizes, really top-notch prizes that you can win. And you don't even have to be a participant. You just have to come and buy some raffle tickets. You can either stay for the drawing or put your name and phone number on it, and we will contact all the winners at the end of the day. You can visit our heckle hole, which
who's
is right
be the
there.
Guy
at the,
that shows
at the club.
Up. He's there for 20 minutes, buys
a raffle,
five raffle tickets,
and wins the suite.
Wins
or
a couple of them, yeah. Including, yeah, the suite night at the Padres game. We got another VIP Padres ticket package from the Padres as well. We talked about the Lululemon package that's going to be cool, like an individual fitting and
yeah, your
Pretty Woman Day.
Pretty Woman
yeah.
Day, yeah.
And got a Ben and Woods basket, bunch of Ben and Woods merch.
Going to be great.
Co-host for a day.
Yeah.
We got my wife had an amazing, it's a fun on the 101 in Leucadia, Encinitas, a hotel stay, restaurant gift certificates, swag, and merchandise from a bunch of the shops, and this beautiful custom Nixon watch.
Game worn.
And plus we have watches for the
sweat.
Closest to the pin winners
tomorrow for both of the rounds.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
good food, good donuts, good hot dogs, the best hot dogs you will ever have.
For the donuts this morning, and they said, oh, the golf tournament.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
They were ready. The best in the world. And we're bringing those in.
But we're going to get through that. And then we come back Thursday.
Yeah.
And we'll have a four-hour show, then an hour roundtable, then the CEO of our company just happens to be visiting, so that's all hands on deck, big meeting in the afternoon.
Well, we better bring he's probably listening if he's in town. That means he's listening to our show. We're going to come in here sounding like a bag of mashed up a-holes, and then, like, he's going to be listening, like, these are the guys, you know, these are our dudes? Okay. So we got to bring the noise on Thursday. It's going to be rough.
Well, we'd be talking about...
Maybe we should have him on the show.
Bad idea. Bad idea, Ben. What's the Padres road series, road trip look like when we get back on Thursday morning?
Yeah, it could potentially be pretty gnarly. 0-6.
They're 0-4
right
now.
Let's just assume it's going to be 0-6 and be pleasantly surprised if it's anything better than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're playing the Phillies. They haven't beaten the Phillies once this year.
Nope.
Kyle Schwarber, I'm assuming he's going to be in the lineup today because, you know, Rob Thompson's not an idiot. So he's going to be right there, batting leadoff, ready to hit another home run or two. Why wouldn't he be? No, everyone needs a day off every once in a while. But it ain't happening if you're Schwarber. It's June. You're facing the Padres, and you're taking on a right-hander who has given up as many home runs as anyone in baseball this year. Pretty sure he's going to be in the lineup. Harper's going to be in the lineup. They're all salivating at their opportunity. And hopefully, we've seen Michael King have absolute untouchable stuff this season. He'll need to have one of his good days to give the Padres a chance to win this.
Well,
one.
And the offense is gotta show up. We need some doubles. We need some home runs. We need some runs. I mean, it's just you got to back this guy up, man. Michael King's had a rough go of it, run support wise. So I mean, go back him up, get him some runs tomorrow.
Tomorrow
should be a perfect day. By the way,
just that's so good. Know.
Yeah.
Well, and not for the Padres though, because the team that struggles against left-handers is facing the absolute most successful left-hander in baseball this year in Ranger Suarez, who's been fantastic.
Yeah, man.
That's how they have to end the road trip tomorrow.
And 0-6 is pretty gnarly right into a round table. But, you know, that's what we get paid to do. They need to take it upon themselves, man, to figure out a way to win these, scratch out these last two. And I know it's difficult, man. I know it is. These are really good arms you're going up against. That's a really good lineup. But you cannot come limping back getting swept twice. You can't. And expect people to, hell yeah, the Brewers are coming. The Nationals are coming. You know, you got to show us something. You got to show us something. I'm telling you, man, 9-2. I think I said 9-3 earlier. Gave them credit for an extra run they didn't earn. You got to show us something. Like you care, like you want to win, like you're trying to win. It's tough. It's a tough watch. It's a very tough watch right now.
Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Hockey season may end. It's in Florida, so the Panthers return with a 3-1 lead, trying to eliminate the Oilers the way the Boston Celtics did last night and finished off the NBA Finals in 5 games against the Dallas Mavericks. Congratulations to the Celtics. 18 titles. I don't feel like the Lakers, who have 17, are quite in position to catch up anytime soon. They don't even have a head coach yet. Apparently, they interviewed J.J. Redick over the weekend, but have yet to make any decisions or announcements on where's that going. Did you see what Danny Hurley said, though? He said that the Lakers could have made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Oh, so the number wasn't.
But the number wasn't at the point where he had to say yes. Wanted to go back to Connecticut and have a chance at a three-peat.
Wow.
He turned him down. He turned him down.
He needed to be swayed.
If you're the Lakers, are you going, why didn't we just offer another $20
million? Right.
What is it? It's just money.
For them,
we wanted to get our guy, and we could have had him, apparently, but we, I guess, cheaped out a little bit. It's hard to say offering $70 million to a coach who's never coached in the NBA is cheaping out, but they could have had him based on those comments, and they chose not to. They tried to get him for the lowest price they could, and he said no and went back to Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the big fish there for a long, long time.
Then again, the coach that just won the NBA title is 35 years old, was an assistant, coached at a bunch of places you had never heard of before that, and is now on top of the NBA world. He was born in 1988. Joe Mazzulla, the coach of the NBA champions,
13 years
was
old.
Born in 1988. If you just wanted to feel a little bit older this morning, that stat just goes, how can I be 13 years older than the coach of the team? Now, I've come to accept I'm older than the players finally, but I have not accepted that I'm a decade older now than the top coaches in some sports.
LeBron's 5 years older than the coach of the winning
yes, he is.
Player.
Yeah, they were dominant last night. They were absolutely dominant the whole series. What a boring, boring NBA Finals. Just as boring as it gets.
Yeah. Diesel says, basketball Ben makes his appearance at the end of the show when Woods is cooked. Smart.
Very smart.
Your defenses,
I'm not even going to defend.
Your defenses,
My defenses are down.
There's not much you can do to stop me at this point.
When I'm weak and ineffectual right now. No, I mean, the Padres drain me. They really do. Talking about the Padres drains me. Seeing millions upon millions of, not millions, but thousands of tweets, and I fully understand where people are coming from now. It is a really tough watch. And you look up, you're like, oh, cool, 4-0, 3-0, 5-0, 5-1. It's just a joke. It's a joke. They got to figure it out. And again, Connie Mack seemingly couldn't get this team going. You know, Billy Martin, Joe Torre, whoever. Just got it. It's got to come from inside. It's got to come from within. They got to start playing for some pride for this city. And it just is, it's just a real frustrating watch right now.
John wants to know, would I shave my head if the Padres win the World Series?
Yes, and if he doesn't, I'll do it for him.
Give you the old Landon Donovan.
I mean, what do you? You've been at Channel 10 for 20 years. Are they going to fire you because you shaved your head?
I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about it not coming back.
It will come back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thicker and bushier.
No,
and blacker.
Not at this age.
Yeah, thicker, bushier, and blacker.
Not sure about that.
Bush.
You know that. I take pride in my non-gray, naturally colored hair at this stage of my life.
Well, there's a couple in there.
There's a couple.
But
once we shave it, are they all coming back gray?
Maybe.
That's. I don't want that. I'm not ready for that. So I'm going to go with no.
It'd be a good little silver
early,
fox.
Who was asking if we would sell our soul for a Padres World Series title? No, I would not.
I don't have one to sell.
Why can't we
just win a normal one?
Why can't we just have, you know, a general manager and a manager who makes some good decisions, put some players
and
together,
some players that care and go out and bust some ass?
Why do I have to sell my soul to win a baseball title for this town.
Absolutely not.
If anyone else wants to, go ahead. But I'm not really inclined to spend the rest of eternity in eternal torment.
Janine nails
just to win this one World Series.
Janine nails it, as she usually does. They say they were so embarrassed last year, they haven't changed a thing. Not one thing. Not one thing has changed. The record's the same.
Exactly. 37-39.
Not exactly. Nothing has changed.
Well, Peter called it, a once-in-a-lifetime collapse in 2021?
Payroll is down 90 million.
Payroll's down $90 million. They did change that.
That's great. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
We're going to sound a little worse for wear,
we'll
just
see.
So you know.
Yeah, either way, hopefully it's worse for wear after a win or two. We'll find out. Annie and Elston coming up next for Folly and Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. So long.
A great idea for this last segment. The Ben and Woods live on-air nap.
Oh. You tired? Because this is the beginning of a very long week still. Not the end of it. I totally get, by the time we get to Thursday or Friday, we are going to be completely and totally wrecked this week.
Do you have two demon seed children running? You do, but they're not insane.
Not quite maybe as actively insane as yours, but I've been dealing with some stuff as well.
You got the three-year-old that used to be the world's best sleeper. The world's best. All right, buddy, good night. Night-night, dada. Done. Never heard from him again. This little SOB will not stay in his bed, Ben. He will, and he screams and cries. We are in sleep regression mode. And then my six-year-old thinks he's 16 and is challenging me every day. Like I'm like, why are you glaring at me like that? Like you want to punch me in the face. You're 6 years old. I don't know how these kids became such a-holes. I have no idea.
Cinteen, maybe you need this.
This book. Yesterday.
Yeah. The workbook.
Reset this entirely. Yeah. We have the, if you missed it in the opening segment of the show today, it was really good.
It's like take a book, leave a book.
Take a book, leave a book. It's a cute little, looks like a big birdhouse, but it's got the door and you open. You've seen it in your neighborhood maybe, and there's books.
Someone who's very crafty and community oriented set it up probably.
And I don't even remember if you mentioned it in the beginning of the show. Is it, it's mostly for children?
No.
Or just anybody?
No, it's just for anybody. But it's, you know, hey, I'm gonna leave my Tom Clancy book in here, and you take
John Grisham.
Yeah, I'll take your John Grisham. And but people just, I think what people do is they're getting rid of stuff and they just jam it in there. You know, they're like,
as opposed to, you know, don't want to throw it away.
Throw it away. I'll just put it in the box.
Stick it in the library.
So they go down there, and Taylor likes to look through it, my three-year-old, and he pulls it out, and Hannah doesn't notice. She just says, oh, he's got like a workbook. They get home. She leaves it on the counter. I get home yesterday, and on the counter is Birds Plus Bees Plus Your Kids, A Guide to Sharing Your Beliefs About Sexuality, Love, and Relationships. My three-year-old grabbed this from the community.
Bedtime reading.
Nighttime
story. Did you tell him any good nighttime stories last night?
I found this. I opened right to this page
again. Let's
read. I did this earlier, but I'll do it again.
Try another page.
Yeah, just go to a random page.
Well, I did. This is the one I opened. Okay. Just describe the behavior. I see you and Billy are looking at each other's penises. I feel uncomfortable when this happens. Why don't you pull up your pants and let's go play outside? We'll talk about this later. That somebody said earlier.
That's positive redirection.
That's my new motto to the San Diego Padres.
That's the quote
pull
of the day.
Pull up your pants.
Why don't you pull up your pants? Let's go play outside and we'll talk about this later. Pull up your pants.
This is a useful book.
San Diego Padres.
Can you
apply
anything else in this book to the Padres? Now I want to know. Pull up your pants. Let's go play outside and we'll talk about this later.
I'm looking right
now. The 2024 San Diego Padres. All right.
What do you remember about your emotional state at puberty? What do I want to hear from my parents about this time in your life?
Oh, Bob, it's just kid stuff.
Damn you, Folly. I mean, this is unbelievable. Oh, here's the part they talk about freak dancing or sex dancing.
Which, by the way, nobody has ever referred to it as that.
Never. It's happening at nearly every middle and high school dance. This is when the boy stands behind the girl who, while dancing, provocatively bends over as the boy is dancing and sometimes rubbing against her.
Is this
her.
Twerking? Grinding. Are we talking about twerking?
No, twerking is a solo act.
Oh, okay.
This is freak tandem. Dancing or sex dancing. And this is the book that I...
this is the forbidden dance.
That's the book that that my son brought, and I brought it in. I'm going to leave it in the studio. It can stay here for anybody to... It's a workbook.
It's definitely not Goodnight Moon.
No, it is not Goodnight Moon. It definitely is not Goodnight Moon. So, yeah. Just kid stuff.
All right.
It's tough.
Well, Woodsy naps away. We're going to check traffic one more time here on 97.3 The Fan. So as I was saying, we're going to be completely wiped at the end of this week because although we are off tomorrow, it's a company holiday, we decided to make that day the date for our third annual-ish Chrome Tour Benton Woods Open at Goat Hill Park. We've got a full field. We've got two shotguns. So we're going to be there setting up, you know, 6 a.m. and then 4 hours plus of golf in the morning and then probably 4 to 5 hours in the afternoon. Prizes, awards, making sure everybody's having a good time. Probably going to be the our longest day of the year.
Oh, yeah. It's
just out there for 13, 14, 15 hours, making sure that everyone is enjoying themselves, having a really good time. We've got great sponsors that have really stepped up, and hopefully everyone's going to have a fantastic time. If you did sign up, we're looking forward to seeing you.
If you didn't.
If you didn't, though, please come join us and enter the raffle. We have some amazing raffle prizes, really top-notch prizes that you can win. And you don't even have to be a participant. You just have to come and buy some raffle tickets. You can either stay for the drawing or put your name and phone number on it, and we will contact all the winners at the end of the day. You can visit our heckle hole, which
who's
is right
be the
there
guy
at
the, that shows
the
up. He's there for 20 minutes, buys
a raffle,
five raffle tickets.
And wins the suite.
Wins
or
a couple of them, yeah. Including, yeah, the suite night at the Padres game. We got another VIP Padres ticket package from the Padres as well. We talked about the Lululemon package that's going to be cool, like an individual fitting and
yeah, your
pretty Woman Day.
Pretty Woman Day.
And you got a Ben and Woods basket, bunch of Ben and Woods
merch. Ben and Woods basket's going to be great.
Co-host for a day.
Yeah.
We got my wife had an amazing, it's a fun on the 101 in Leucadia, Encinitas, a hotel stay, restaurant gift certificates, swag, and merchandise from a bunch of the shops, and this beautiful custom Nixon watch.
Game
Ben
worn.
And Woods.
Yeah,
game worn. Worn, yeah. And plus we have watches. For the
sweat.
Closest to the pin winners
that's
as
right.
well tomorrow
awesome,
on for
man.
Both of the for both of the rounds. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And
good food, good donuts, good hot dogs, the best hot
you
dogs
called,
you will
you
ever
called
have.
For the donuts this morning, and
we
they
did.
Said, oh, the golf tournament.
Yeah,
they were
it, was
ready
very, it was very cool. They were ready. The best in the world. And we bring in those in.
But we're going to get through that. And then we come back Thursday, and we'll have a four-hour show, then an hour roundtable. Then the CEO of our company just happens to be visiting, so it's all hands on deck, big meeting in the afternoon.
Well, we better bring our... He's probably listening if he's in town. That means he's listening to our show. We're going to come in here sounded like a bag of mashed up a-holes, and then like he's going to be listening. Like, these are the guys, you know, this is these are the our dudes? Okay. So we got to bring the noise on Thursday. It's going to be rough.
Will we be talking about...
Maybe we should have him on the show.
Bad idea. Bad idea, Ben. What's the Padres road series, road trip look like when we get back on Thursday morning?
Yeah, it could potentially be pretty gnarly. 0-6.
They're 0-4
I mean,
right
let's
now.
Just assume it's going to be 0-6 and be pleasantly surprised if it's
not.
Anything better than
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing the Phillies. They haven't beaten the Phillies once this year.
Nope.
Kyle Schwarber, I'm assuming he's going to be in the lineup today because, you know, Rob Thompson's not an idiot. So he's going to be right there, batting leadoff, ready
why
to hit another home run or two. Why wouldn't he be? No, everyone needs a day off every
not
once in a while. But it ain't happening if you're Schwarber. It's June, you're facing the Padres, and you're taking on a right-hander who has given up as many home runs as anyone in baseball this year. Pretty sure he's going to be in the lineup. Harper's going to be in the lineup. They're all salivating at their opportunity. And hopefully, we've seen Michael King have absolute untouchable stuff this season. He'll need to have one of his good days to give the Padres a chance to win this.
Well,
one.
And the offense is going to got to show up. We need some doubles. We need some home runs. We need some runs. I mean, it's just you got to back this guy up, man. Michael King's had a rough go of it, run support wise. So I mean, go back him up, get him some runs tomorrow.
Tomorrow
should be a perfect day. By the way,
just that's so good.
Know. Yeah.
Well, and not for the Padres though, because the team that struggles against left-handers is facing the absolute most successful left-hander in baseball this year in Ranger Suarez, who's been fantastic.
Yeah, man.
That's how they have to end the road trip tomorrow.
And 0-6 is pretty gnarly right into a round table. But, you know, that's what we get paid to do. They need to take it upon themselves, man, to figure out a way to win these, scratch out these last two. And I know it's difficult, man. I know it is. These are really good arms you're going up against. That's a really good lineup. But you cannot come limping back getting swept twice. You can't. And expect people to hell yeah, the Brewers are coming, the Nationals are coming. You know, you got to show us something. I'm telling you, man. 9-2. I think I said 9-3 earlier. Give them credit for an extra run they didn't earn. You got to show us something, like you care, like you want to win, like you're trying to win. It's tough. It's a tough watch. It's a very tough watch right now.
Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight. Hockey season may end. It's in Florida, so the Panthers return with a 3-1 lead, trying to eliminate the Oilers the way the Boston Celtics did last night and finished off the NBA Finals in 5 games against the Dallas Mavericks. Congratulations to the Celtics. 18 titles. I don't feel like the Lakers, who have 17, are quite in position to catch up anytime soon. They don't even have a head coach yet. Apparently, they interviewed J.J. Redick over the weekend, but have yet to make any decisions or announcements on where's that going. Did you see what Danny Hurley said, though? He said that the Lakers could have made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Oh, so the number wasn't.
But the number wasn't at the point where he had to say yes. Wanted to go back to Connecticut and have a chance at a three-peat.
Wow.
He turned him down.
He needed to be swayed.
If you're the Lakers, are you going, why didn't we just offer another $20
million? Right.
What is it? It's just money.
For them,
we wanted to get our guy, and we could have had him, apparently, but we, I guess, cheaped out a little bit. It's hard to say offering $70 million to a coach who's never coached in the NBA is cheaping out, but they could have had him based on those comments, and they chose not to. They tried to get him for the lowest price they could, and he said no and went back to Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the big fish there for a long, long time.
Then again, the coach that just won the NBA title is 35 years old, was an assistant, coached at a bunch of places you had never heard of before that, and is now on top of the NBA world. He was born in 1988. Joe Mazzulla, the coach of the NBA champions,
13 years old,
was born in 1988. If you just wanted to feel a little bit older this morning, that stat just goes, how can I be 13 years older than the coach of the team? Now, I've come to accept I'm older than the players finally, but I have not accepted that I'm a decade older now than the top coaches in some sports.
LeBron's 5 years older than the coach of the winning
yes, he is.
Player.
They were dominant last night. They were absolutely dominant the whole series. What a boring, boring NBA Finals. Just as boring as it gets.
Yeah. Diesel says, basketball Ben makes his appearance at the end of the show when Woods is cooked. Smart.
Very smart.
Your defense
I'm not even going to defend.
Your defenses,
my defenses
are down.
Taking
There's
advantage
not much
of me.
You can do to stop me at this point.
When I'm weak and ineffectual right now. No, I mean, the Padres drain me. They really do. Talking about the Padres drains me. Seeing millions upon millions of, not millions, but thousands of tweets, and I fully understand where people are coming from now. It is a really tough watch. And you look up, you're like, oh, cool, 4-0, 3-0, 5-0, 5-1. It's just a joke. It's a joke. They got to figure it out. And again, Connie Mack seemingly couldn't get this team going. You know, Billy Martin, Joe Torre, whoever. Just got it. The guy, it's got to come from inside. It's got to come from within. They got to start playing for some pride for this city. And it just is, it's just a real frustrating watch right now.
John wants to know, would I shave my head if the Padres win the World Series?
Yes, and if he doesn't, I'll do it for him.
Give you the old Landon Donovan.
I mean, what do you? You've been at Channel 10 for 20 years. We're going to fire you because you shaved your head?
I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about it not coming back.
It will come back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thicker and bushier.
No,
and blacker.
Not at this age.
Yeah, thicker, bushier, and blacker.
Not sure about that.
Bush.
You know
bush,
that
bush.
I take pride in my non-gray, naturally colored hair at this stage of my life.
Well, there's a couple in there.
There's a couple. Once we shave it, are they all coming back gray?
Maybe.
That's. I don't want that. I'm not ready for that. So I'm going to go with no.
It'd be a good little silver
early,
fox.
Who was asking if we would sell our soul for a Padres World Series title? No, I would not.
I don't have one to sell.
Why can't we just
win a normal one?
Why can't we just have, you know, a general manager and a manager who makes some good decisions, put some players
and
together,
some players that care and go out and bust some ass?
Why do I have to sell my soul to win a baseball title for this town?
Absolutely not.
If anyone else wants to, go ahead. But I'm not really inclined to spend the rest of eternity in eternal torment.
Janine nails
just
it.
To win this one World Series.
Janine nails it, as she usually does. They say they were so embarrassed last year, they haven't changed a thing. Not one thing. Not one thing has changed. The record's the same.
Exactly. 37 to 39.
Not
exactly.
Nothing has changed.
Well, Peter called it, a once-in-a-lifetime collapse in 2021?
Payroll is down 2023.
Payroll's down 90 million. They did change that.
That's great. All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
We're going to sound a little worse for wear, so you know.
Yeah, either way, hopefully it's worse for wear after a win or two. We'll find out. Annie and Elston coming up next for Folly and Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everybody. So long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.